If only we could see. Those of us who live in cities miss most of the time one of the most spectacular and impressive natural sights, that of the sky studded with stars. Even on the darkest nights in this city, we can only have a sketchy idea of the sky at night in deeply rural parts of the country. And that's only a shadow of the sight in parts of the world where the nearest town is hundreds of miles away, parts of the world perhaps where you live. Last Sunday evening at a meditation here in the Abbey, I read a poem called Advent Calendar by Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, about the coming of Jesus Christ. One stanza reads, "He will come like dark. One evening, when the bursting red December sun draws up the sheet and penny masks its eye to yield the star-snowed fields of sky." I love that image of the star-snowed fields of sky. The sky so full of stars that it looks like snowflakes falling thick and fast. Of course, we can't see these star-snowed fields of sky during the day when the light of the sun is bright, but the stars are still there. We can't see these star-snowed fields of sky when the clouds are covering them like a veil, but the stars are still there. We can't see fully these star-snowed fields of sky when the bright lights of our urban lives challenge them for preeminence. We can't see these star-snowed fields of sky when our eyes are on the pavement or in the gutter, but they're still there. If only we could see. The brightness of more glitzy attractions than the stars, the clouds threatening our comfort or security, the obsessions and prepossessions of our urban lives, our preoccupation with the pavement and gutter, with getting and spending, all these keep us from seeing. They keep us from seeing what is of real beauty, the wonderful mystery of God's creative love for us, of God's coming among us in the life of Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Mary, of God's loving presence through his Holy Spirit. But tonight we have our eyes opened. If not on this dark night, the star-snowed fields of sky, then in our imagination, in the secret of our hearts, we can, with the shepherds, see the angels in the skies and the glory of the Lord that shone around them. We can hear with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." In our mind's eye, we can go with the shepherds as they said one to another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." With them, we can see Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. As we entered the church this evening, we saw the crib at the east end of the nave. These representations can only go so far in opening our hearts and minds to the reality we celebrate this night. If only we could see. If we could see, we would see the mystery at the heart of the universe, at the heart of creation, that all there is exists for love, with a singular purpose of being where God can share love with those he creates. If we could see, we would see that this love of God is so amazing that God in his eternal word is born into flesh, so that God himself can share our human condition and live and die with us and for us. This mystery is too easily obscured through the brightness of more glitzy attractions, the clouds threatening our comfort or security, the obsessions and prepossessions of our daily lives, and our preoccupation with the pavement and gutter. But tonight, our Lord Jesus Christ himself welcomes us into his holy church. Our Lord welcomes us to celebrate his birth. Our Lord welcomes us into the beauty of his love. Our Lord calls us to open our eyes and see, to see his resilient, everlasting love for us, the love which is the most reliable truth in the world. Much more than this, Jesus Christ offers us the possibility of sharing our life with him, his life with ours. Just as Mary cradled the baby Jesus in the stable at Bethlehem and cradled the broken body of her son taken down from the cross, so we are able tonight, sacramentally, in this Holy Eucharist, to receive as a gift the very life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the bread broken and the wine outpoured, the very body and blood of the Lord. This gift opens to us the way to eternal life, where we can see and hear the eternal song of the angels and the glory and beauty of God himself, where we can add our voices to the eternal, triumphant song of heaven. Amen.